Republican Secretary of State Scott Gessler has been a lightning rod since taking office, and Democrats say they're sick of his, quote, shenanigans. Democratic Representatives Claire Levy and Chrisanta Duran announced proposed legislation at the Capitol on Wednesday. They both say Gessler routinely oversteps his authority. Levy says she wants to make it tougher for him to issue guidelines to county clerks and force him to rely more on formal rulemakings.
What we're concerned about is the process. Informal guidances are just things that the secretary can sit down in his office and write someday and issue to the clerks. The effect that we're concerned about is the result is going to be intimidation of voters.
Levy opposes a recent guideline that gives election poll watchers more authority to verify mail-in ballots and voters at the booth.
If Secretary Gessler is going to try to change the rules this late in the game, he should do it through the public rulemaking process, not behind closed doors.
But Gessler says he's done nothing wrong and is simply trying to prevent voter fraud.
In my view, you want to make it easy to vote and tough to cheat.
Democrats have also blasted Gessler for sending letters to check the citizenship of some registered voters. They say he's trying to suppress voter turnout for partisan reasons. Not true, says Gessler. He notes that his office just wrapped up the largest voter registration initiative in state history.
Colorado is doing a better job than ever before in registering people to vote. I mean, I think the data shows that it's been, frankly, a spectacular success.
Colorado spent $1 million, most of it federal money, to run ads telling people how to register to vote and sending letters to eligible voters. According to Gessler's office, after Tuesday's deadline, about 3.6 million people are now registered to vote. That's a 10% jump from the last presidential election. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.